Was there a big decrease in the population in the Mill Village after they closed? I mean, were there a lot of vacant houses and houses up for sale? And
not at first, because people tried to hang on to them if they could. But in later years, a lot of the houses were sold, you know, to what you would call outsiders of the Mill Village.
Yeah, because did y'all know everybody before?
Yeah, like, you knew everybody. You knew when everybody was sick and where they went, and everybody at school. You knew all the children.
If something happened to, one of the dads that was taking care of his family by working at the mill, if something happened to him, like disability, or he was sick, did the village, you know, help out? I mean, was it that close of a village?
Yeah, everybody looked out for each other, you know, and helped and so forth.
So I guess after the mill closed and people moved out, it wasn't like that anymore.
No, everybody, when the other, you know, people that had never worked in the cotton mill, it just was never that close anymore. Because you all, you knew all your neighbors well enough, you know, and back then you didn't even lock your doors when you left. If you was gone a week, you didn't lock your doors because there was nothing, you know, any violence or anything then. And people just good people. And they tried to do the right thing and so forth.
And tell me about the mill after it closed and any stories about the mill, like during the years later after it closed and nobody was working there and that kind of thing.
Well, the mill closed in 1956, and everyone was sad about it because their lives changed so much. And in the warehouse, they used it as a warehouse storing cotton. In the 70s, and it was torn down in the 80s, and of course it was made of bricks, and there was jillions of bricks, and they were sold to different people to do whatever they wanted to, like underpinning their homes, and some I think built buildings with it. And this bale that we had talked about before, I don't know what happened to it, but I know a person that wanted to buy it, but he didn't get it, so undoubtedly they were asking too much. So I just wondered what happened to it. And the two lakes that were behind the mill, they were beautiful lakes, and they were used in cooling inside of some machinery that they cooled with this water. They pump it in and then pump it out, you know. And when they tore down the mill, well, they filled in both lakes with dirt and different things to make it level. And before that, though, they had some ducks up there on the lake, and they were real pretty swimming around. And my granddaughter and I would walk up, because I was about two blocks from the cotton mill, and we would feed the ducks. And then toward the end, before they filled it up, well, we went out one day to feed them, and this guard told us not to go inside the fence because there was some huge snakes in there that he'd been shooting. And so we didn't go anymore. We stayed outside, but it was kind of disappointing to us because we enjoyed it so much. And they fixed it up. Leveled it up real pretty, and a shopping center went in, and we had a Food World and two little dress shops, and a washateria, a laundromat, and a pizza place, and a dollar store, and a financial loaning place, loaning money, and let's see, what else did we have? A variety store. But it was really convenient for the people after they got over their sadness of it being torn down and part of the history of Alabama City. Well, it was really convenient for them because most of them could walk to the shopping center. So turned out pretty good for the people over there in that one.
But at first, everybody was kind of disappointed, wasn't they, to see it being torn down? Because I can remember it being torn down. I was little, but I can barely remember it. And I can remember being sad, you know, so.
Yeah.
I think everybody was probably sad in the community, wasn't they? You know?
Yeah, they were real sad because it was, you know, they most of them had worked up there, the young people and the older, and had made their living that way. And so it was just a sad thing to see it go down.
And now the shopping center, it's real beneficial, and it did bring some jobs and that kind of thing in, but... I guess the people kind of forgot about it now.
Yeah, it's been a while, and everybody's got adjusted, and some people got better jobs from it being closed. They went to better things and had more income and so forth. So in a way it was good for some, and in a way it wasn't. The ones that had to leave town to make a living, it was not so good.
Yeah. Oh, tell me about the smokestacks.
Well, they were the last to go, and they were so tall that they had to bring them down, straight down, and they had to use explosives because it was so well built and so old, and they just come straight down, and I could watch them from my place.
So did the whole community kind of go out?
Yeah, they were all lined around the the section as close as they could get. Of course, they had to stay back, but it was really a show to see them come down.
I guess reality hit because that was the last thing, and so tall.
Yeah,
you could see them everywhere. Mm. Well, I guess we're just about through with the interview. Can you remember anything else about living in the mill village or working at the mill or anything else that we didn't cover or you've been thinking about that you want to
elaborate on? In the entertainment field, we had a movie, and it was really cheap. I think 5 or 10 cents to get in. Of course, that was a large amount then because money was kind of scarce. But one day a week, you could take a canned food and get in instead of money. And that's when the children all went, usually, you know, and it wasn't a very large movie, but everybody enjoyed going to it.
What kind of movies?
They had these cowboy movies. That's what everybody liked then.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'd have the scary ones, you know, but mostly it was cowboys, you know.
And that was a big treat.
Yeah. And then also we had... streetcars that came from Atala through Alabama City over to Gadsden, and usually on Saturdays, most of the people would go ride the streetcar into Gadsden and shop. We had, you know, quite a few stores over there then. So that was a big treat, especially for the children, to ride the streetcar because there wasn't too many cars then.
Well, how did y'all get around back then, even when you were real little? Everybody go on wagons or horses?
No, not there in the village. You walked because everything was, you know, close and you could walk.
So everybody walked to work?
Yeah. You walked to work, walked home after a hard day's work. But you always rode the streetcar when you went to Gadsden and do some big shopping. We had a few stores there, and I didn't see, but do some big shopping.
How much was a streetcar ride? Do you remember?
Not too much. I can't really remember. I imagine, but it was less than a quarter.
But it was a big thing.
Yeah, it was a big thing to ride that streetcar because nobody had a car then, and you had to walk so much.
Oh, you had said something about a skating rink. Y'all had a skating rink.
Oh, we had a skating rink up by the two lakes at the cotton mill. No, it wasn't. I believe it was up over the drugstore. You remember the picture of the drugstore and the commissary or company store? It was up over here.
Oh, really?
And they used to have dances up there too.
With bands and.
Sometimes they have a band, but I think it was. Yeah, they. Because the Rockolas weren't there then, were they? Back then. So they'd have these country bands. Everybody danced and have a good time.
Oh, is that the kind of music, country music?
Yeah. It wasn't as fast as it is now, though. Oh, I remember talking about the houses we lived in. We didn't have any indoor plumbing or any electricity. And we had these little outhouses. And they had this wagon that come by every once a week and empty up.
Oh, they would.
And that was, everybody hated to see it come because it smells so bad. On Saturday, we'd all get a bath and they'd have a tub, you know, you put in the kitchen or something to heat the water. And everybody got a bath, and the other days you just sponge off.
That must be why they say Saturday night bath.
And the electricity, we use kerosene lamps, and everybody uses them for decoration now, but we use it then to see at night. And of course, we didn't sit up late at night, but when we did, some of us would read, or we'd sit around the fire and maybe pop popcorn and have. Heat when it's over, you know, like we'd have a winter roast. But when we finally got the installed bathrooms, when we got plumbing, put in, and when we got electricity, well, of course we had electricity, and we bought our first radio and all it or something. We'd all sit around and they'd have these programs like soap operas now. Well, they had programs then, and you'd sit there and you'd just sit and try to imagine what they were doing, you know. And
everybody sit around the radio.
Yeah,
like we do.
But it was a lot of fun. Although look back now and see how hard it was, you know, for us. And especially the parents, they had them wash outside, heat the water, and boil the clothes and all that using wood.
And she had a wood-burning stove, I guess.
Yeah, and she was a real good cook, and everything was eaten when she because there were so many of us, you know. She had to cook quite a bit. And you'd get some wood, and it'd be green, what they call green. It wouldn't have burn, you know, and so you'd get aggravated, but we managed. We all were healthy, happy. So I can see about how convenient everything is now to what it was back then.
You've seen a lot of changes.
Yeah.
Even a lot of changes in the mill village that you're still living in.
Yeah.
Because you still live in the mill village.
Yeah. And everything's upgraded, of course, over there since since we were growing up.
How far away did you, when you first lived at the mill village, when you was growing up, and where you live now? Is it a couple of blocks, or?
No. You know where you come down, where the swimming pool used to be down there? Well, that street, we lived on that street.
Oh, you did?
And then we moved out in the country and stayed about a year and a half, and then we moved to where Granddaddy lived, you know, when he passed away. So, had a lot of changes. We had always had to walk to school, and we'd walk home for a long time.